Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. I'm your life partner, Chuck Blandington. I was watching footage of the trapped miners in Chile being rescued today, and I could not help but think of Noah's anal beads popping out of her sweet ass. One. Five. One. But I digress. Here's the show.
Jeez, that's, Chuck Blandington is gross.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
What a creep.
That's funny, that's what I thought too. That's so weird that I both had the same thought. One. Five. One.
Chuck Blandington's like a pro wrestler.
I like it. Cutting a promo.
Welcome to another edition of the Metal Injection live cast. I am Rob, and today I'm joined by 3D as usual.
Hello, Rob.
Sid, Noah, Jenny is sitting in.
Hello, Jenny.
And Frank is in the studio, but he's not on mic, so just imagine his spirit in the room. Imagine there's not, like, the room kind of reeks of whiskey a little.
Frank's been on the radio all day today, so he's sick and tired of this crap.
And Jenny made him put on a tutu, and he's cleaning up our studio.
No, that's true.
That's the other Frank.
Sorry. Why were you on the radio? What's going on there?
I just did a bunch of interviews for Imperion today.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
You know, it's pretty standard, straightforward stuff.
They ask you, like, inane, like, you know, Regis and Kathy Lee questions or whatever?
No, you do get to, keep on giving the same answers over and over again. But the fun part was that I also did, so many... those radio IDs.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do like 100 of those, and some of them are so weird. And
What do they make you say?
I don't know. There's like, I was telling Rob today, and Noah, but there's this one that was like, it just went on forever. It was like, hey, this is Frank from Imperion, and you listen to the Mac Daddy station, blah, 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 on 80.2 AFM, blah, 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 and it just like went on and on and on.
Like you just spontaneously said that.
Well, they give you a script, and you're supposed to, like, go by it.
So you're supposed to pretend like you're not. You just made that
right.
Up.
Right, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I love the Mac Daddy show. Remember, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Imperion loves titties.
When Frank told me that, I thought he made it up. I thought he was, like, joking. Like, I have to say stupid things. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, you're listening to the Mac Daddy.
It really was.
Right. And then he was like, no, I really have to say that.
I did a show with Crisscross.
Rob, how did you not use that as a nickname for yourself already?
You're right.
I'm a little disappointed.
From this point forward, I am Rob, the Mac Daddy of Metal Postbody.
That's right. I like it.
We need to get you a T-shirt that says the Mac
Daddy of Metal.
No.
I guess I'm like a pimp with sideburns.
Metal will be on the back. We'll just say Mac Daddy on the front.
Oh, and then in the back, in parentheses, of Metal.
And then you have Frank cut a promo for you.
I'm hanging out with the Mac Daddy of Metal, Rob.
That's good. Your band's blowing up, man. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, like...
Can you cut a promo saying that later?
No.
I'm
over it for the day.
I downloaded
can you
your album.
Can you cut a W-I-N-J promo? The injector?
Wing? Is it?
Well, that's our call. I-N-J, inch, like injection. Well, the W is, you know, you got to start with a W or a K.
Just say you're on.
That's the first time I've seen it. I've never heard this before.
It's a callback to 2 weeks ago when Shlomo's mom got on the line.
We pretended we were on a radio station giving away
tickets. And
we scammed his mother.
He said it was W-I-N-J.
So go.
Sorry, I missed it.
Okay, Frank, we want you to say you're on with the...
No, I'm over it.
Oh, you have to.
He increased his quotas of radio IDs.
He did it for the Mac Daddy of music, of radio.
Real radio.
Oh, jeez.
That hurt.
Meaning he only does
that
it.
Hurt.
He does it for places where it can never be heard.
Yeah.
Hello, reverse zing. Now, you might notice that the live cast today is a little less gay because Sean isn't here.
Oh, get it.
Sean isn't here because he's sick. He
the prostate.
Well, before you say anything, the first thing that both Sid and I said the same exact thing is that, oh my God, I hope he's not. Isn't that prostate cancer? Right?
Yeah.
Not even joking. Like, when you say the guy's sick, you know?
Well, I was half joking.
And then And then when Sid came in, he goes, oh, yeah, same exact thing I said. I hope he doesn't have nothing wrong with his prostate. And Jenny goes, oh, we can only hope. Fingers crossed. Meaning that he does have it. I know it's not nice. It's terrible.
It was just a joke. I don't know why you have to call me out like that.
I'll tell you why. Because I have a penis and other male parts. And it,
what?
In his basement.
All
when,
male parts.
When,
in his basement.
When, like
a
prostate.
Okay.
And when you assault someone's prostate, it hurts me.
Unless you do it right, then it feels sort of good. From what I've been told.
You
I
could
do
it.
That too.
What? You can do it while I'm cleaning your floor. How about that? That was... Because it, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I feel like we should even...
What?
We should worry about John's breast.
Yes.
It's breast cancer.
We should,
breast cancer.
Breast cancer. We should worry about the breast inside of...
We're here on the breast cast!
All right, Rob, I want you to say you're listening to the Mac Daddy of breast cast. On here on that.
Right now I'm motorboated with the Mac Daddy of breast cast.
I like it that as we're talking about breast cast, Jenny like closes her sweater up.
She looks, she closes her sweater like Mr. Rogers.
Just instinctively she feels a little bit dirty.
I don't feel dirty. I feel like I get accosted.
We were talking
casted
before the show. We were talking about if Jenny got breast cancer, that they wouldn't be able to find it. Tiniest, even the easiest to remove cancer would be hard to find.
What I said was that she'd be the only person who could have a mastectomy and still be a C cup afterwards.
Keep on joking.
That's true.
It is true. Whatever.
Jenny's titties are back in the chat.
Well, if you had one tit, you could just wrap one big, gigantic tit around and have two beak cups.
I'd have a single mastectomy and just make everybody really uncomfortable by just never wearing a bra
so
and just having one huge tit just, like, walking down the street.
So you'd be unibreasted.
You know what you
no,
could
do? No, yeah, but it'd be in the, I'm still on the
you'd,
same side.
You'd be a unibreast.
No,
you'd have a torso cyclops.
You'd always wear a tight shirt, so you definitely would.
No, with women have a wet
cyclops. Jenny, your headlight is on.
Now, when women have a mastectomy, is the whole boob removed, or
yes,
do they leave
the
nipple?
It's the whole boob.
So there's no nipple even?
Nope.
How could you remove the tit? You'd have to take the
it's
nipple off
scar.
And put it back.
It's just one scar.
Or what, like if, lipo.
What do you
like,
oh,
yeah,
I don't think that's what they
vacuum.
Inside. They
what
chop that shit off, man. They don't fucking lipo you out.
I wonder if there's a porn site.
Did you get, like, an artificial nipple put in?
There's a cancer fetish?
That's gross.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think there's a... I think that's the one
look
fetish.
For mastectomy photos on Google, Rob.
Oh, I don't want to look at this.
How do you spell it?
M-A-S.
Oh, that's kind of sounded out. This is not that hard.
Once we got...
I'll let Google spell it.
We have a phone number that people can call and share what cancer they've had.
All right, while Rob's typing.
Oh, it's gross!
It's gross. It's just like a scar,
it's like
right?
It's folded in.
If you want to talk about folded-in single tits, our number is 646.
And her good boob isn't that good.
1357.
No.
I'm now dodging
she
the
just
pictures.
For the deluxe.
Rob, Rob did a Google image search of mastectomy, and I'm now dodging his computer, so I don't have to look at it.
We don't want to corrode Darren's mind.
No, my beautiful mind.
Is yeah, because Darren is not into anything gross.
He
yeah.
likes only seeing mastectomies while they're happening in his
bedroom. Yeah. He'll only look at a girl with a mastectomy if she's gagging on a cop.
Yeah. Yes.
With her head down.
Well,
like
that way, I would, the full action would not
like
be on her
on
breast.
Or if she can shove her penis in her scar.
Listen, I don't like peeing movies, all right? That's where I draw the line.
You prefer that.
No. I don't like anything to do with human waste.
What about fucking in the scar?
No.
Ew.
Like they haven't sewn it up yet?
Yeah.
Like she just got the mastectomy and the guy gets right in there?
That's the next
no, or the stitch opened a little, so it's still a little tight.
No, the next thing they do is they do cranial tree panning and drill a blowhole in your skull and they fuck that.
Yeah. That's the real skull fucking.
Tree
right.
panning whores number one coming out next year. Copyright implied on the air, so don't steal that.
That's not all that's implied.
If you've had a mastectomy, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
We
want to
hear
from you.
A few female listeners, that is.
Show go.
Oh, or listeners with moms or grandmas that might have had one.
I don't want to know about that, really. Honestly.
We want testimonials.
It's breast cancer awareness.
But we don't have to be that aware.
We want to raise awareness. We have questions.
I don't need to be that aware. I'm aware that it's there. I don't need visible
proof.
If
you were with a girl and you found a lump, would you tell her?
Of course I would tell her. I would. kind of question
what
is that?
Really
no,
like
I wanted to
get
cancer.
Did you wait until you were finished to tell her?
Oh, yes. During sex, yes. But if we were just fooling around, I would.
When you say finished, do you mean just you finish or both of you finish?
Well, I would never care if she finishes.
By the way, I found a lot.
You're about to tell her she has breast cancer. At least get her off.
Karen, now in your OCD-ness, would you really finish or would you just stop?
No, that wouldn't affect my OCD.
Breast cancer isn't contagious, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. If I saw like a wart
maybe,
on pussy.
Maybe if they motorboated, then he might have breast cancer. But unless he puts his face near her breast, she is fine.
If you motorboat a woman with breast cancer, can you get like gum cancer?
America wants to know. Please, some doctor call us.
I don't know. I was eating this girl out and she had tobacco in her pussy. I don't know what happened. It was so weird. She had skull in there. She was chewing skull with a twat.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop. If I was in mid-orgasm, I wouldn't stop. Any other time, yes, I would stop and tell her.
Fair enough.
Hey, you got a lump. All right, let's keep plowing. Fuck this.
By the way, you got a lump.
Check that out.
All right, we have a caller.
We have two. Do you want line one or line two?
Line whichever the one is cooler.
What?
I don't know.
We don't know. It's potluck.
Okay.
We pick it up.
Says line two, so that's 781.
You should blame it on cool. Sid if we don't pick the other guy.
781.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. In response to Scarfucky, I just want to say I want to slit your throat and fuck the wound.
Okay.
You said that in the chat room also.
Yeah.
So wait, so who is he speaking when he says that?
That's Slipknot.
I think just in general.
Who farted? Was it Bruno or one of you guys?
It wasn't me. I would have taken responsibility.
Yes. Jenny? Mine are much worse than that.
No, it wasn't me. I usually giggle after I fart.
Oh, I smell it too. Oh.
It's so bad.
That was putrid.
Yeah. Mine are much worse.
Pizza Destroyer, was that you?
Yeah.
I think it was.
I think that was his bringing the show down. It's
nice. Now you're power farting all over the world.
Oh, we have a comment in the chat that says Sid's farts smell like a mix of corpse and horse stable.
That has to be your girlfriend. Nobody else would know that.
Is your girlfriend's name
true?
PP face face?
I don't think so. I don't think she's home right now. But
I'm
curious
name.
To see who knows so well what my farts smell.
She might have an iPhone.
Maybe it's
app.
John. Sean would be called PP face face.
I think he would be more positive about my farts, though, don't you?
Yeah. They're charming.
Yeah, he would say I have very charming.
Maybe this is, like, the way that he can tell you without feeling like he's mean.
Now he said, I'm so fucking, is it Sean? Maybe it is Sean. He did just say I'm charming.
I don't know.
Sean, is that you in the chat room?
That's properly punctuated. I don't know.
All right, we have another caller. Thanks for calling in, Pizza Destroyer.
No, we don't have to thank him.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
don't call
we have 260.
Hey,
guys, Luke.
Hello. What's up, Luke? We're not playing Thrasher or Thrasher.
I know. I actually had something else to say for once.
What?
You can use your word?
Who?
What?
What's up?
So, you know how Slayer's on that tour with Megadeth right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're playing my town, Fort Wayne, Indiana, tomorrow. And I was at the mall today, and I saw a guy walk by, and I thought he looked like Kerry King, and then I asked him, and it was Kerry King.
Whoa.
So you met Kerry King at a mall. So
yeah,
what happened?
I just thought it was weird because he was at my small little mall all by himself eating a soft pretzel.
I wonder where.
What store was he by? Was he coming out of a store? Give us some details here.
A soft pretzel shop. He got a soft pretzel.
Kerry King loves soft pretzels.
I bet he got the cinnamon one.
Everyone has to eat, man.
You know what's good? Those ones with the pepperoni on them. The pepperoni pretzels.
And the jalapenos.
I'm into it. So did he have any, like, Hot Topic bags that he was holding? Did he have any, like, merch in his hands?
No, he, like, I thought maybe he was going to do a signing at Hot Topic or anything, but he didn't. He was just hanging out, I guess. By himself.
He was alone?
Yeah. He was just all by himself at the mall.
Okay. Now, here's one question. You said, I saw a guy that looked like Kerry King. And
okay,
then I went
well,
up. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. How many people in your life have you seen with a demon tattooed on the back of their head?
Maybe he had a hat on.
Okay, I saw him from a distance, and I thought, hey, that kind of looks like Kerry King. And then later, we walked by him while he was sitting at his table eating his pretzel, and I said, wow, that's really him.
And you didn't say anything.
So let me get this straight.
No,
I walked up to him.
I met him.
Oh, as he was eating?
Yeah.
That's kind of rude.
He had to finish chewing before he could say hi.
He was bothered.
Wait, was he wearing his sunglasses?
Yes, he was.
He never takes them
like
off.
Everything. Well, he did before he bit into the pretzel.
Okay. So he took off his glasses to eat the pretzel.
Grindcore Luigi wants to know, corn or flour pretzel?
It was half and half.
Nice.
Thank you. So this is like in-depth reporting. He's like, what side was he chewing on? Left or right side? What side does Kerry King chew on?
It was the left side, I believe.
Did he have some type of beverage?
Orange Julius, perhaps? Large Diet Coke from the Taco Bell.
Seems like a Taco Bell kind of guy to me.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any more Orange Julius's left.
That's just my go-to mall reference.
Anything else, John? Did you just think happened while hanging out with Kerry King?
Oh, we lost Luke.
I guess he's over.
Yeah, he was really reporting on the Kerry King incident. So just to sum up, Kerry King went to a mall, ate a pretzel,
went shopping at what?
Didn't say anything to Luke.
Breaking news, Kerry King found in mall where band was supposed to play later in the evening.
Thank you. The shocking developments at 11.
The Kerry King shops. The sad thing is Alex Skolnick is the one that sold him the pretzel. Try to make a living, man. Get by.
I'm picturing Alex Skolnick with an Orange Julius hat on and a little name.
What is Orange Julius?
It's like a defunct mall chain that only used to be in malls.
But what is it? What
it's
like smoothies. Before
Orange
smoothies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember now.
But,
they're so good.
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time at Queen Center.
Yeah.
It was
that's
like
the only place I've ever had it.
It was like Jamba Juice, but less hipsterish.
Mongoose Commander makes a good point in the chat. Luke is now officially our food court correspondent.
We turn now to Luke. Apparently the lead singer of Falconer was spotted in King's Plaza.
Our man on the scene, Luke, is there. File this report.
Yeah, I thought I saw the singer of Falconer. Then I walked up to him, and I was like, are you the singer of Falconer? And he was like, yes, I'm a mountain man, and I walked away.
Thank you, Luke.
We have a very strange area code calling.
You give us 22 minutes. We'll tell you what your favorite band is eating.
What's the area code?
666.
The area code of the beast.
What is this?
Hello? 666, you're out
there.
We only have one call, yeah.
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
Who? Hello, I would love to have phone sex with one right now.
Okay, Noah, you're
go.
This is the phone sex hotline.
What are you wearing?
A thong. Another thong. Got 74
inches.
Double thong.
That's good. What if you pooped yourself? Got a spare.
Answer that. Sorry.
Okay.
Wait,
go ahead. What is your name?
My name is Satan. You can call me Satan if you want.
Satan?
Satan.
Yeah.
Like vegetarian.
Satan, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from HELL600.
HELL? So Health Kitchen?
Absolutely.
I gotta say, while this is extremely funny, I think we should move on.
I agree.
You don't think this is extremely funny at all, do you, Darren?
I was trying to be nice.
All right, let's get Satan off the line before we get banished to eternity in heaven.
He actually hung up on himself.
Oh, cool. He understands.
I'm glad that people are becoming more efficient.
Let's get our
before you say, we should point out that we like when our callers do shtick.
So do good shtick, but do good shtick. Don't do lame shit.
And make sure you've got a good phone line.
We will indulge your comedy bits if they're good, but if not, we're going to start hanging out much earlier. Okay, that's all.
Okay, now give out the number, Rob.
The number is 646-929-1357. Give us a call. We can chat. That'll be nice.
Yeah, nobody would.
So, Sid, what were the things that you wanted to talk about this week?
Well, there was that Weezer thing that you wrote about. On
oh, that's
injection.
Right.
Start off with that.
What's the Weezer thing?
Weezer putting out a collection
of
putting out a collection of B-sides and unreleased material, and they're calling it Death to False Metal.
And maybe that means they're going to kill themselves.
No. I have declared that they have made that term officially uncool.
Okay.
Because now if, all the dumb emo hipster losers apparently use it.
What?
Jenny likes Weezer.
I like Weezer.
Well, like I said.
Welcome to 1998. That was the last time it was okay to like Weezer.
I don't mind.
You don't like their new stuff. You like the first two albums.
I like pretty much all of their albums.
Really?
It makes me happy inside.
Can you start singing?
It's also my, nostalgia.
What was the last album that they put out? What was the name of the album?
Hurley.
Wow.
Before that.
Yeah.
Ratitude.
Wow, she's got it.
Jenny likes her music.
You dare question the loyalty Jenny has to Weezer?
Jenny, start singing Buddy Holly.
No. Everyone knows Buddy Holly. Sing Island in the Sun. Go.
Hip. I need the music. I'm not good at acapella.
Come on, Rob.
I'm loading it.
He didn't ask you to sing.
I know. I'm just trying to give them something that sounds decent before you start killing the microphone.
A live version, I think, that you're going to play.
Don't be mean.
Already slapping Darren.
Already? I made it 20 minutes without getting slapped.
So there's a Weezer ad playing before this Weezer video.
Let's hear the ad. What is it?
So annoying.
Go online and your chance to win.
Frank, did you cut a promo for this ad?
You're listening to the Mac Daddy of Shitty Bands.
Hey, Weezer. I'm Frank from Imperion, and I love Weezer's new album. Here we go.
Hip.
What does that mean, hip? Why did she say
hip? Hip. It's a hip cancer awareness call.
Hi, this is Frank.
I can't find the words to say.
You want the lyrics?
All the things come to you when they want to feel it too. On an island in the sun, we'll be playing, hanging fun. And it makes me feel so I can't control myself.
Rock out.
I sing my own words.
Come on, you're doing good.
Do you know another recent track?
Do something new.
Like Beverly Hills, you know that one? This song is brutal.
But it's awful.
I don't think you guys realize that I just make up my own words to every song.
That's better. Let's do that.
So does Darren, and it's really funny when he does it.
I know, but mine don't make sense.
Oh, mine makes sense?
What else do they have there?
I ate my cum and I liked it. Doesn't make any sense at all.
It makes perfect sense.
I love rock and roll.
From isn't all that great. What fun is being great? He's
precious.
That words are for you.
Nope. It's
you're
done.
Horrible.
We're done.
Let's move on.
But there's more to that Weezer story, Rob, right?
What was more to it?
The dude who started the collecting money.
Oh, yeah, but that's done now. That's old news.
But I would remember the idea had to have people call in. And
no, I don't remember that.
Okay, can I just say, this is why we should, when we send out emails about what we're doing this week, we should I'll respond to it. Not,
well, this was
you
what we were
going to
do last week, and then we never got to it.
I know, but there was an email sent out last week.
And it's Sid's idea. Sid, why don't you just speak it out?
Well, some dude started a site. He was collecting money. He wanted to collect $10 million to pay Weezer to break up. And I thought it would be interesting to have our callers call in, our listeners call in, and say bands that they would want to pay $10 million to break up.
Oh,
all
right, okay. Now I remember.
By the way, Rivers Cuomo of Weezer in the chat says, Jenny's voice sounds like her tits misshaped and saggy.
Oh,
I think that's terrible of you.
Burn Rivers Cuomo. I didn't say that.
Wow, Rivers Cuomo in the
chat.
She just
stuck a lighter in my armpit.
I like when Jenny sings. It makes me laugh.
I like it too.
That's a compliment.
No, like it brings joy to my heart.
Look what she's defending, not the breasts. She's saying her voice.
My tits are not fat. I didn't say anything about your tits.
Right, but he did. You defended just the singing.
Jenny, don't listen.
I didn't,
you have a beautiful voice.
I forgot the first part of that.
Sure,
right?
Back
shut up, Rob.
You're just mad I don't let you look at them.
What do you think? He looks at them constantly.
They're not saggy.
No, it's not. They're saggy.
He was making a joke. And I just read it, and you're trying to set me on fire.
That has never seen your boobs anyway, so how do they know?
They haven't even seen your face. You never go on camera. Actually, you went on camera briefly a few weeks ago.
For like, you couldn't see me, though, so it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Mongo says he'd pay Metal Injection $1 million to fire Rob.
Do it. I'll take it.
YouTube would be thrilled.
I mean, the owner of Metal Injection will take it.
Yeah.
Pay Metal Injection $2 million,
and then you got a deal.
So then, you know, me and Frank can split it. It'll be awesome.
And then you just, like, you would change the name and make it, like, Metal Schminjection.
Infection.
Yeah. And then you can make another $2 million firing yourself from that, too.
Yeah! The whole Ponzi scheme.
Okay.
What
so,
else?
Weezer.
What else? Sid, there was something else.
Well, someone in the chat room just said they'd pay $10 million to fire everyone except me, so that sounded nice.
Do it. We'll take it.
Sean, so I don't know. I guess I have two fans.
Not to have multi-username.
What else? Wasn't there some another bookmark from last week that you probably have?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Then forget it. If you don't have the web story, then there's no point. I tell you to bookmark these things. Do you not actually bookmark them?
I have them in my history, so I figure if you bring it up.
But a week later.
Like, oh.
A week later, is it
still in my history? Yeah.
So open up your history.
Fight.
Then don't ask me what else there is to talk
your
about.
Idea.
Screw you.
Jeez. Rob, you going to take that?
The porn industry is indefinitely shut down because some porn actor got tested positive for HIV. Did you hear
about
this?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Darren?
How I feel about HIV, I'm
about
solidly against
you. Being shut down because of it.
So the porn industry is never going to get shut down.
Temporarily while everybody gets tested.
There's a quarantine.
Who watches, everyone watches amateur porn now anyway.
Well,
and that's full of AIDS.
But,
anyway.
Like, Gag Factor and stuff like that is an amateur, and that's what you
like. I don't like Gag
Factor.
Meatholes. I don't like Gag Factor.
Do you like meatholes?
I like two
like monster cock.
At all of them.
Volume 8 and Volume 17.
No. No, they only make them in scenes. They don't have, like, DVDs of them.
Oh, so it's like a website.
Yeah.
It's not a video series. Okay.
But, yeah, I'm actually...
Is it a Bang Bros website?
No, it's just its own thing. I think it's the same company that makes Gag Factor, actually.
That's not surprising.
No, it's funny. I was searching for articles today on...
Sid doesn't watch porn, by the way.
No.
He's a saint.
Go ahead. What? I listen to it.
On the New York Times.
I just do porn podcasts.
And on the search, I start typing, and, like, I see history of stuff that I've searched for on, like, my porn site.
Uh-huh.
Really embarrassing.
Can you read that out loud?
No, I'm not going to read it out loud. It was just really, like, how can I get rid of that stuff?
Well, clear out your autofill. Second of all, you should use Google Chrome.
I do.
Oh, well, there's an incognito mode. You can open a new incognito window.
How?
You go to File, New Incognito Window.
Oh.
Or you press Apple Shift N or Control Shift N.
What's this incognito window?
It doesn't store any of your history or your cookies. Yeah, it's like
cookies.
It's basically porn mode. It's pretty great.
Who gives a fuck?
People who watch porn.
It's true.
Another thing I want to talk about is somebody slowed down
Ride the Lightning. I posted about this earlier, and the results were awesome. Basically, somebody took the record, we asked the vinyl record, and put it to 33 rates per minute.
But isn't it revolutions?
Revolutions.
Isn't it supposed to be 33 to start with, though?
I thought there was another one.
I thought 33 is what the LPs are, and then it's been a while since I've played. It's been a while since I've played a record.
No.
Well, you had the stain shirt on, so I. You know.
I actually had to look down to confirm.
He did. What? Wait a minute.
But I do not have a stain shirt on.
Okay, you don't. I'm sorry.
Creed. We need to get our man on the street, Luke, on top of this.
Luke.
Is that
Luke, are you
shirt?
Out there? Have you seen the fat bald guy from Stain? Is he out there? What's he eating? Is he in the mall?
Well, apparently we've lost Luke, so we'll come back to Luke later on the program.
He's a live action Googler.
Yeah.
But
to the Googler.
So who knows? Anyway, so someone has slowed it down, and it really sounds like I want to say like early Black Sabbath, but Metallica. So here's. I'll start out with For Whom the Bell Tolls.
This one I didn't hear. I only heard Rise
of the Lightning.
This one
was pretty brutal. So this is slow down, remember?
They're like half tune bells.
Man, I'll respect it.
And for this second
spot. No, but you know what? What's good is the Ride the Lightning track.
Yeah, it's good.
This came out.
This almost sounds like a little bit of Mastodon.
It's a grip.
Isn't this what happened to Slayer?
What?
Slayer plays
Slow
Live now.
This is what happened to Metallica. This sounds like what they play this song now. Except it's different.
I like me better.
I think I would have
fucked it. I have a place down in Africa.
All right, here's Fate to Black. It's pretty gloomy.
The most depressing song already in history.
Now with more depression.
Someone said the best song on this is Escape. You want to skip to that next
week? Yeah, we'll do that in Creeping Death.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to kill myself. What's the point of this, really? Think about it.
Darren, I put some really upbeat into a playlist.
Oh, yeah?
Really upbeat.
Is it about elves?
Yes.
I think so.
Did you skip this book? Song?
Victor. Good escape. Yes.
Yes.
Next riff is going to be after that feeling.
Oh,
Pretty rocky.
He's trapped under ice.
Like Ace Cube. I'm trapped under ice.
It's good until the
lyrics.
As creepy.
It's like the end of it. Better at the beginning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Small friend.
Slow it down, it's fun. Get the headbang a little more. Anyway, if this actually interested you, there's a link to another blog where you can get a link to Dallas.
Right.
Okay. We're not going to link directly. Someone suggested Nothing Else Matters.
Do it there.
Well, I don't have
that. Well,
it's an album.
It would take you 4.5 hours to download. It's about an 80-minute song.
Oh, somebody just sent me a link.
This is good.
I like it. Sorry. Creeping Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it.
Well, because it's a good song to
yeah.
begin with.
The musicianship is killer off.
It needs to be a fast song.
That doesn't
right.
work. It's a slow plot of time.
Pretty good.
No one can't resist stop me
now. No one's
fucking pissed
about me. These are my people they're singing about.
Yeah.
Jews are even better than elves in the forest. They played with knights and swords. 800 AD. No.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, well,
oh, well then.
That's the original. That's the barometer.
Right, so, and now somebody sent me Fuel, but 30% faster.
By the way, just before you play that, Mongoose Commander said, don't Jews and elves have the same long noses?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? Hey, like, now we're done.
Sean's back is this.
Yeah, except that the lyrics are understandable. Sorry. Yeah!
It's like Alan and Chipmunk.
This isn't really sped up, right? Like, he did like stuff with his piece of fake matter.
Yeah,
because his voice is not out of... not high yet. Yeah, the pitch is not... That's the one.
Oh, somebody did Master of Puppets. Was 50% slower and then 25% faster.
In the same song?
No. This is slow.
Oh, thanks.
Yes!
Yes, you know, being a chair of that, so people can do
I'm good. I want to hear something, though, that like, sucks that needs to be changed. These are all good songs.
Really?
Right. It's like something from St. Anger?
Yeah.
Speed that up so it's like, let's... So the album shorter?
Yeah, right.
It's just as bad, but it's big plus
five. Yeah.
Pretty good. Did they change the pitch? You fast forward it?
3 minutes later. I dig it. That concludes your Metallica rock block.
Well, that was interesting.
I'm into it.
You were talking about metal on a podcast that is not...
We're talking about Metallica.
really talking about that.
By the way, there are about 8 finalies in the chat room now that we stopped talking about this.
Oh, this is something we should bring up.
What's that?
Something I wrote about on the blog about the Insane Clown Posse admitting to being evangelical Christians. Big news.
Okay. There's a shocker.
They were just interviewed in The Guardian, and I posted about this. You can find this in the blog. And there are some choice cuts. I mean, the article itself is a little long. But, I mean, it just sounds so absurd that they're saying they're using all the imagery and stuff to sort of trick idiot juggalos into, like, believing in God.
Okay.
And it's like, wait, you have to trick people to believe in God?
You don't have to trick idiots to believe in God. If they're idiots, they already believe in God.
Oh, snap.
Well, you do have to trick them, though. That's the thing. But they fall for easily.
Well, yeah. They were tricked a long time ago.
So, yeah. So, anyway, the guy, the interviewer, the reporter, I should say, asked them about their reaction to people's reactions to the miracles video, which is, of course, the video where, you know, they, you know, with magnets, how do they work? And Violent J, which is the fat one, said, I figured most people would say, wow, I didn't know Insane Clown Posse could be deep like that.
Yeah.
But instead it's, ICP said giraffe is a miracle. Ha, 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 what a bunch of idiots.
Right.
He pauses, then adds definitely, a giraffe is a fucking miracle. Believe that. It has a dinosaur-like neck. It's yellow. Yeah, technically an elephant is not a miracle. Technically. But they've been here for hundreds of years. Thousands, murmurs Shaggy. And then,
thousands.
Then, have you ever stood next to an elephant, my friend? A fucking elephant is a miracle. If people can't see a fucking miracle in a fucking elephant, then life must suck for them, because an elephant is a fucking miracle.
You know,
so is a giraffe.
You know what would be a miracle? If the elephant took a giant fucking crap on him while he was standing next to it. Elephants! How do they fucking work?
Maybe the giraffe he's referring to is the one in that DirecTV commercial with the Russian billionaire. The old tiny giraffe that's sitting on the couch. I has it.
I don't know that one.
You've never seen that?
That may not be out of New York, though.
Yeah.
I don't have the DirecTV.
I mean, it may not be on outside.
That's a national commercial.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So, anyway, then they asked him about the magnets. The whole magnet situation.
Have you learned yet how they work?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody knows how they fucking work.
Well, he asked him, do you know how magnets work now?
The jury's still out.
And Violent J goes, nobody does, man. Magnetic force, man. What else is similar to that on this earth? Nothing. Magnetic force is fascinating to us. It's right there in your fucking face. You can feel them pull it. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't touch it. But there's a fucking force there. That's cool.
Yeah, but you know what? We do understand how magnets work. Scientists do, you fucking dumb asshole.
Shaggy says the idea for the lyrics came when one of the ICP road crew brought some magnets into the recording studio one day. And they spent ages playing with them in wonderment. Oh my God, I started 6 to the table!
I've never seen that like this, yo.
Yo, this is mind-blowing. We gotta write about this. People gotta know about fucking magnets.
Right now, I'm proposing this, and this would be a huge fucking hit. There's way more ridiculous TV shows than this out there. VH1, if you're listening, you need to do a reality show where you send ICP to college. Just like basic core curriculum.
No, just science class.
But you could do like math class, history.
Math is a fucking miracle, son. Yo, I get, you know, 2 bags of Coke, then I put another 2 bags of Coke next to 4 bags of Coke!
But like, honestly, how amazing would that show be?
They did that with Tommy Lee.
Yeah, but that's Tommy Lee he's dumb, but he's not as outwardly dumb.
Yeah.
I have solved this problem. Here's what you do. You take ICP and lock him in a house with Bill Nye, the science guy.
He would leave. He would
now that's a reality show.
Don't let him out. You put an ankle brace on him.
Bill Nye and Violent J are hard in their locks. So we decided, let's lock him in an apartment for 30 days and see what happens.
Fucking paint thinner. How does that work?
Or just like put ICP on The Amazing Race. Yeah. And they're running to some challenge, and then one of the other groups leaves magnets on the road. And they, like, stop it.
They just distract
them. They never even finish the challenge.
All they'll do is just spray Faygo at everyone and everyone else at the competition.
All right. We got to go to this Honus rock climbing thing. What the fuck is that? It looks like a magnet. Oh, my God. It's a magnet. How does that work?
Stop
this race. Everyone stop. There's a magnet. Oh, look over there. There's a midget. How do you get to be so small?
Were you like,
fuck this competition, there's a little guy over here.
You must have been like all big and shit, and then you wound up small and shit like that. That's
you
so fucking crazy.
Kids?
How does that work? I don't get it.
Anyway, so they also, like, the reason they're doing this is because they just put out an EP. And one of the tracks is called Thy Unveiling, which is where they basically come out and say that this whole time they've been singing about God, and it's, like, the dumbest song ever.
Wait, Thy Unveiling?
Thy Unveiling.
Thigh. Oh, Thigh. Oh, that makes a big difference.
I'll fast forward a little bit.
I don't want to see their thighs.
Can you just fast forward until the end?
No.
Did this slow down 50%?
No, this is like a Kid Rock song.
Touched on many lives. People have fucking sworn to us they too can feel it. What is it that you are? It's magic that you feel.
Sounds like Tom Waits.
What the fuck? The messages and hints were there, although perhaps never picked up on them. We snuck them in subliminally with that wicked shit around. We mention more and more of this on every poker's card. The bottom line always the same. We have to look hard.
So they're saying that everything they ever sing is really about God?
We haven't advanced
that up right now, right?
Right, of course. Well, the thing is, we have their next EP that's coming out, and he says that everything he says in this album is fake, and it was tricking people. It's really about the other stuff they were saying originally.
No, but, I mean, there are Juggalo churches, so it makes sense. They're like Juggalo, like, community centers.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Near the Twin Towers.
Yeah. They're going to build a Juggalo box.
They'll put a Juggalo center before a box.
No flowers.
Before. That's how much people hate Muslims. They'll put a fucking Violent J statue in Ground Zero. And not a mosque.
Why are you tuning down the ICP, Noah?
I can't hear it anymore. It's like killing my eye over here.
Fucking soundboard. That didn't work.
Just turn it off.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, you could see the link to that full article in our news section. It's pretty great.
We always fucking loved God.
Fucking heaven. How does that work?
It doesn't.
Yeah. Mongoose said, it sounds like Tom Waits if he was mentally retarded and born in a trailer park hospital.
I agree. That's well said.
Do trailer parks have their own hospitals?
Maybe a hospital near a trailer park.
All right. We have a phone call.
We have 847.
Hello.
847, what's your name and where are you from?
You missed the funniest part of that whole article, man.
Oh, it's Sean.
It's Sean.
What's the funniest part?
What's going on? The funniest part is when he gave the analogy about fucking the mom when you're trying to fuck the girlfriend.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. Let me pull that up.
Fucking the mom.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, no problem.
Sean,
how are you feeling?
I feel like a pilot. Like a
I don't care
pilot.
How you feel.
Sean reads everything about ICP and memorizes all the...
He has a Google alert, actually.
Well, he's from the Midwest. I think it's the birthright to, like, the ICP.
That's true. Actually, I got a Google alert for fucking moms, and that's why I came up.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I can't even. I just had it. There it is.
Oh, that's it. One sec.
I didn't get to this part about the. I showed you that article, and I didn't read that. You gave up.
Yeah.
After those choice quotes, you're like, where else could this go?
By the way, before you say that, Mongoose wants to know how your anus is recovering from your violent fisting from the doctor.
Oh, that's doing quite well. It's got a it's got a waiting list. It's got a waiting list right now waiting for you. You broke me in pretty good.
Well, we publicized it on the air. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's Dr.
Just send me a private message on the Metal Injection website.
Anyway, so the topic is science. They're asking about science, and obviously they don't. They don't believe in science. If you explain it to your five-year-old son what fog is, then why do you not want to... Oh, wait, no, never mind. That's different. You can read that one. That's the guy telling him how retarded they are for not believing in scientists because they're explaining to their kid that fog is, you know, crazy, and they explain how it happens. But anyway, then he's like, well, science is, we don't really, that's like... He pauses. Then he waves his hand as if to say, okay, an analogy. If you're trying to fuck a girl, but her mom's home, fuck her mom. You understand? You want to fuck the girl, but her mom's home. Fuck the mom. See?
Oh.
I know. I truthfully do not understand.
I don't.
What the fuck?
Well, what was he trying to say?
We have no idea. We have no idea.
Oh, you don't really hate her mom, but for this moment when you're trying to fuck this girl, fuck her. And that's what we mean when we say fuck scientists. Sometimes they kill all the cool mysteries away. When I was a kid, they couldn't tell you how pyramids were made. Like Stonehenge in Easter Island.
Yes, they could.
Nobody knows how that shit got there.
What was he, born in 1750?
Yeah.
Maybe there's
nobody knows how the pyramids were made, you guys.
Or fog. Or no one knows how fog or magnets work. Or llamas or giraffes. Anyway.
Amazing.
I enjoyed it. I like ICP stories. They always put a smile on my face.
We have more callers. Sean, do you want to stay on the line or are you over it?
I'll listen to my computer. That's fine.
All right, get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off.
Overhead! Who else we have?
We have 931.
931! What's your name? Where are you from?
Name's Kevin. I'm from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Hello, Kevin from Quartsville, Tennessee. How are you?
I'm becoming a metal junkie, metal injection junkie. As of like today, I'm gonna get all my stuff done, like registering and everything, because I got this friend. He don't want me to say who he is, but I got a friend who two months ago introduced me to metal injection, and now I'm hooked. So.
Okay.
It's very labor intensive.
You're a junkie.
Yeah, literally.
You're a junkie now.
Literally.
Well, I like
it. It's very hard to sign up for metal injection.
Yeah.
By the way.
It's like, you know, you got to file your papers. You
There's
get
an
your,
amazing process.
You got to get your license.
I think it takes at least a week, like 3 to 6 weeks or something.
He's done the first
processing.
Yeah, the shipping and handling is really expensive. He got his computer turned on. That was and he had to take a break.
You have to download a browser.
Yeah, well, we were listening to it just now. Computer froze, so we were pissed.
It's a shame you're not already a junkie, because then Rob would send you some free stuff.
I'm working on it.
Aww.
Well, you give us a call back, and then we'll talk once you're a junkie.
He's got to think of a really good username.
All right.
Do you have a username prepared? Do you have one?
PP FaceSpace.
Not yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll come up with a good one.
Oh, confident. I say you should go with Spleen Latifah.
No, Spleen Latifah, too.
Yeah.
There's a right
Shlomo Choina, I don't think that's taken. That one.
Cool. Well, thanks for watching and listening.
Choina.
And being addicted.
Well, thank you. Give me something to actually pay attention to and not be bored to death.
All right. Yeah, right. Fuck everything else. Just visit Metal Injection. Click on the ad. All right.
Over and over and over and over and over.
Oh, and one more thing before I go.
Okay.
No is not as good as everyone makes her out to be.
Oh.
Good at what?
Stand by. You mean physically? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You don't think she's attractive?
Good.
Have you seen her?
I'd place her around maybe a 4.
Oh!
All right, can I ask you, just out of curiosity, like, what do you find fault with about Noah?
What don't you find attractive about her,
specifically?
Her personality, really, is kind of creepy.
That's not the first
thing. Fair enough.
Like
all right, wait, but let's try... Before we go into that, let's separate just the looks. What about the looks only?
All right.
If we
personality... Besides the fact that she's white.
Oh, you don't like white girls. See, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
She's attractive. Very, very white.
Are you not white?
I'm not that white. I'm olive.
I don't mean white.
I'm Mexican and white, but that's besides the point.
Mexican and white?
Okay. So you like...
Sort of like Frank.
Frank is not a Mexican. Frank has some Latino, but he's not a Mexican.
No, I just, I knew how much that would offend him, so I said it. All right. So, okay, so you don't like that she's white. What else?
Okay.
Too skinny?
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
That's probably where it's at. You gotta have some meat on the bone.
She has some meat on her bones.
I have meat where it counts.
She does.
My booty.
No, you don't see pictures of her. Like, she only puts facial pictures of
her.
Like,
yeah.
I don't put ass shots.
Yeah, she has the curves.
So, okay, so now personality-wise, what don't you like about her personality?
What's creepy about me?
What's creepy about her?
Well, as far as I can tell, listening to her, I mean, like, I don't know her on a personal level, but as far as listening to her, she sounds like she's got some, like, problems, as in, like, she's ready to stab a bitch if she has to, and I don't want to get stabbed. That's kind of a problem in my family. Every guy in my family has been stabbed, grandpa, uncle, dad.
Okay, can I just...
By their wife. Crazy.
You have a fear of stabbing, which...
Yeah,
you
gotta be careful.
I could see that if she was angry enough.
I'm gonna be a butcher for Halloween, so.
I could see Noah flipping out on a man, and maybe not stabbing, but like inflicting physical harm,
chasing with a frying pan.
I've only done that while I was drunk.
What happened? How did that start?
I was drunk. I don't remember.
You weren't told later what you did.
He was drunk too. He didn't really remember.
Oh well. Was this the gentleman that I know that was your ex-boyfriend?
Perhaps.
Okay. His name is Sean. I didn't want to say his name. Yeah, that's not cool. By the way, corn or flour women. That was fed to me by a listener. I think you're credit.
Cool. Well, we appreciate your honesty. And way to make Noah run to the bathroom and fly.
No, I don't care.
I actually have a question. If Noah counts in as a 4, then what do you consider a 10?
Oh, good question. What's a 10 for
you? All right. This is a 10 for me. All right. It's either a mixed black girl, like not full black, but like she's white and black, a mixed black girl with some good curves on her, or a Latina girl. Or a Latina girl that's thick in all the right areas.
What's like an actress or a model or something, or some sort of celebrity who you think is a 10?
Porn star. Metal Sinaz.
Well, I can't say any celebrities. All right, but I will say this: if it's a singer, if I were to say like what the black girl would have to look like, I'd say she'd have to look like I forget the singer's name. She won American Idol or almost won American Idol. Oh,
Jennifer Hudson.
I forget. No.
Fantasia Barrino.
Fantasia Barrino.
I don't remember which one, but...
Charlotte takes a tumble.
What is
so you have a very specific taste in women. And you find no celebrities attractive enough to be a 10.
Esther Roll, Florida from Good Time.
Nope. You know, celebrities aren't attractive as people make them out to be.
Wait,
all
I'm
it
sorry?
Is, they have money and they're seen... like pretty much half naked all the time. They try to make themselves look better. There's women out there who could top celebrities, models, and all them. They're either too shy or don't give a shit to do all what they go through to try and be pretty.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Jeez. Nice. You got a good head on yourself.
He knows what he wants.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
And does she fit all these standards?
Is she a 10?
She's close. She's very close.
9.5?
I'd say she's about a 8.5.
Oh, whoa.
That's how you feel about her?
Put her on the line.
She ain't here right now.
How old is she? Is her name Nina,
by
the way?
She's 16.
Her name is Nina, isn't it? Is she the one that put you up to this?
No.
You should learn now that your girlfriend is always a 10.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, don't tell her that. She'll be pissed.
Well, maybe he's a pimp. Maybe he likes, you know.
She likes the truth, so I give her the truth.
Oh,
how about, she's lying to you. She does not like the truth.
Yeah, but you don't understand how guys get into a girl's head, and that's how you get them to do what you want, though. You tell them, listen, you're right.
Got the idea.
Wait. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. He knows what's up.
Oh, you play with their emotions. Jenny, how do you feel about this?
If you said that to me, I would smack the shit out of
you. That's why I don't go
out. Smack the shit out of him because of
it.
Yeah.
That's a good I'm sorry, no, but I don't think any of you could hit me. You
that's why I'm right.
You wouldn't
be able
to. Yeah,
harassment.
No one might stab you.
But someone in the chat brought up Rosario Dawson. Would you find her?
She's like
to be up there.
She's kind of built like a white girl, though.
What?
She's
black. She's got gigantic tits.
So white girls don't have this.
She got a pretty.
I'm talking about like hips and you know she's slim.
I like the hips. I like from the hips down more than I like the upper area.
The upper area world.
So you like Kelly Clarkson like that type.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
There you go.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Hell no. Yeast infection all the way across town.
She's a butterface. I like her body.
Yeah.
What about like what's her name? Kim Kardashian.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She has a
she's got it all around. Yeah, she is.
You know that she's only like 5'1".
Yeah.
Oh,
you could throw her around.
You say that like
there were your naked pictures of her.
Kim Kardashian is a perfect example. There you go. That's someone. That's perfect. Now you're talking about the thicker one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yep,
I mean, I guess
there you go. That's a perfect example.
Her sister's a nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yeah, especially the one that got all that shit done to her body.
Yeah.
Which one?
How do you know all this about the Kardashians?
I watched that shit.
My mom's a fanatic.
So fucking man.
Your mom watches it? You watch it with your mom? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're only allowed to watch. We only have one TV. The TV in my room is video games only. TV in the living room is cable.
By the way, Mongoose Commander says that it sounds like you want Kenan Thompson.
Based on your criteria.
Only when he does the Star Jones impression.
Listen.
I almost choked on his slipper.
We're going to have to get going because we have a few other callers. But I really like you. I totally forgot his name, though. I didn't like him enough to remember his name.
Kevin.
Listen up, Kevin. Yeah. I want you to sign up for the site, get your visa. Get your papers going. Get your license, whatever you need. Get up on the site. Send me a private message, and I'll send you a free CD. How about that?
All right.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
That's right.
Good job.
I'll send you some Kim Kardashian news, too. All right, let's keep moving.
Okay, we have 610.
610, what's up? What's your name?
Yo,
and
what's that? Yo, I'm Bill. I'm from Philly.
What's up, Bill from Philly?
I've called in before. It was a while ago, though.
All right. So
I won that Death Clock CD. I haven't had a chance to call in, but I'd like to thank you guys. Because my brother wanted that Death Clock CD for Christmas.
Of course.
And he saved me like $20. Of course.
Wow.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Wow, so you're saying you were too cheap buy your brother a gift so you
yo, hold on. I'm in college, man. I have like $20 to my name right now.
Yeah, fuck
you,
Rob.
You could sell your body.
Yeah.
You could.
I could.
All right,
I
we
could.
Gave him a free
drug. Do what he wants with it.
Sell drugs. Don't sell drugs. Jared just looked at me like, how
No, I wasn't for that.
Yeah, man, I could try selling drugs.
No,
I don't know. I don't even know if I could. I don't know
you're not business, you know.
Why do you sound like you're from Alabama if you're from Philadelphia?
Or California.
Everybody in Philly is a fucking hick.
There are a lot of hicks
there.
There's
a lot of sucky people in Philly. I don't know. They got a decent music scene now, so I can't argue.
He doesn't sound like as much a hick as he does like a surfer dude.
Yeah.
You know, bruh, they got a decent music scene now.
I mean, I longboard and stuff. I don't surf, but, you know.
Nah.
Cool.
Jenny likes the longboard. I don't know how's the like college life. You know, you can get laid or what's going on?
That's pretty good. I'm at Penn State Altoona. It's a little ways away from Philly.
What's the Punani situation out there?
The what?
Are you getting laid?
Oh, yeah. If I try, I don't know. I tend to be a little bit lazy.
Too much effort, right?
I can relate to that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there aren't too many chicks who are into metal either, and that's a little bit of a criteria for me there.
Really? Just
have sex?
Cool.
Oh, I don't know.
You sore in Philly in general?
There's a lot of metalheads in Philly.
We're not in Philly. He's from Philly.
Oh, right.
No, I'm not in Philly. I'm in Altoona. That's 300 miles away from Philly.
Oh, it's like right there.
You don't need them to be into metal. You just need them to be into metal playing while you have unprotected sex with them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what comes.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
They
just
have
like
to be not
porno grind playing. I'm banging
away. Well, you got to ease them into it. Like, start out with Isis and Pelican, maybe. Then move on. Like a little more like some Dillinger, some late Dillinger, into some early Dillinger. Then move into like Pig Destroyer.
Well, you know what's good to, you know what's really good to play while you're having sex is Metallica Slowed Down 80% because it makes
it
too
much faster. I've been meaning to listen to that. That's what, like a 47,000-minute song there?
Yeah, it makes everything stretch out longer. Believe me, we just went through it here.
I have the perfect metal song that you should play for a girl like when you're fucking her.
Again. I actually just downloaded this song.
Mama. Cool. And if she's responsive enough, you know, you could really move
into it. Yeah, I might get lucky.
Yeah, and then you could really move on to the next level of live cast memes and play this.
Oh man, I think she would probably cut my nuts off if I played Ja Rule Metallica. It's
true.
Been a while since I heard that played on the live cast. I've been listening to it for a long time now.
This is the thing is even people that like hip hop don't like Ja Rule, and people that are into metal don't.
Yeah,
like
there's
metal.
No audience.
Ashanti likes Ja Rule.
Not anymore.
Well, nobody likes Ashanti either.
That's true.
So they probably still like each other.
I doubt it.
Ashanti seems like a very hairy lady.
Yeah,
hairy?
Why?
She looks like she has a lot of hair on her stomach and such.
Have you seen her? Does she?
I think so.
When we go to music,
she's definitely had sideburns.
I'll look that up.
If you find like high school yearbook photos of her, she's pretty gross looking.
Listen, she's no Escobar.
Nobody is. So very few.
She's a fox.
I love it.
I can't even hear what that is.
We have a few other callers.
All right, can I get one more thing in here?
Sure.
I'd like to hit on Noah real quick.
Oh,
I have long hair, and I play bass, and I'm in a band. So there you go.
Perfect. What's the name of the band?
We don't have a name yet. I'm working on kind of a grind project right now.
Good enough.
And,
could you like mouth a riff or two
on the phone?
I only have like a drum beat down.
Do it.
But
we have his.
I hardly even have that down because I'm doing everything. So I'm kind of learning to play drums as I do it.
Darren has an advanced copy of your band.
Hey, don't leave that yet.
Oh, sorry.
People gotta download it, man. And you're gonna blow all my shit, and I'm not gonna make millions of dollars here.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Well, when you figure it out, when you figure your whole band stitch out, give us a call and play some stuff. By the way,
how
would you rate Noah from 1 to 10?
Come on.
No, let's do this. We gotta put this out there.
Higher or lower than Esther Roll?
What's that?
What do you rate Noah, 1 to 10? Physically only.
Physically only?
Yes.
I'll give her a 9 because I want to get laid
here.
Wow, you're so generous.
Now, personality-wise, what do you rank her?
She likes metal, and it just stops there. I mean, I'll give her a 10 personality wise because she likes metal.
Well, she likes metal you don't listen to though. Come on.
Yeah, I listen to some of her stuff. I mean, my favorite band is Enslaved.
Oh, okay.
And they're all proggy goodness.
Open
stuff. I don't think I can tolerate the power metal, but hey.
I think Noah can tolerate Pig Destroyer, though, so it works out.
I'm not too big into Pig Destroyer.
Well.
Good.
I've been listening to a lot of Sean music lately.
Pig Destroyer is totally Sean music.
Yeah.
Well, not quite Pig Destroyer Sean music, like Agoraphobic Nosebleed, you know.
He listens to
violence, man. Agoraphobic Nosebleed is in Pig Destroyer.
I don't give a shit. I'm talking like 5-second songs here.
Okay, their songs are like a minute and a half.
When did this become whatever this is?
Too long,
Joe. Stop blowing this guy up. He's trying to sound cool by naming another band that he likes.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm going to name some more bands. I listen to Ja Rule and Metallica, too. Yeah, that's my favorite grind band.
All right, we're gonna let you go. Thanks, man. Thanks
okay.
for calling in.
Well, thank you for entertaining me.
Well, you speak English. Why wouldn't we understand you? Anyway,
all right, we got...
Fly through these.
Okay.
Did you say understanding or entertaining?
I thought he said entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Clearly you didn't understand him.
What else? Who else we got?
408.
408. What's your name? Where are you from?
All right. Now it looks like I'm working. Sweet. Name's Daniel.
Fuck Daniel! I was the Hansa guy.
Yep.
What's up, Hansa guy?
Not much. You got your number wrong on Facebook, dude.
What?
You put the wrong number down.
But Rob put his own personal number on Facebook.
Oh, no.
That's all right, man. I got to sit up for real. No, you put the wrong number down, but I still remember it from last week.
Oh, great. Good job, Robba.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh.
4-7.
You're right.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Oh, well.
Whoops.
If they guessed the right digit that was wrong, they'd only have 10 tries.
Or if they loved it as like a real fan, they would just know it by heart.
Yeah, exactly. Are you just calling
hey.
To kill time again?
No. I actually have a comment that about that whole rating your chick thing. The other day I was at the mall with my wife. She said, how do you rate our relationship? And I said, it's a 12. What? Because it well, like Rock Band, you know how they say that this amp goes to 11? You know, uh-huh. Well, you got to say the best. It doesn't matter what's going on. If you say your girl's an 8, you're screwed.
Good. You're a good
you're,
boy.
You're screwed. You know what? Just do, go to court right now and get divorced. You're done.
You're probably getting laid on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
You are not. And his wife is hot.
At least I'm honest.
Do we know that his
and
wife is hot?
Another thing? Yeah, my wife is very fucking hot. Another thing?
Right
see. Well, now, with a girl, it's a lot easier to go from a real skinny girl and thicken her up than the other way around.
Mm.
You know, so if you had to choose, it's a lot easier to go with the bony, skinny girls.
We have different definitions of what thick is, because I don't like it, the girl to have, like, mounds of fat on her. She should just have a wide hips.
Right.
She can have a
she
waist.
Should be a woman.
Yeah, she could be thin. I don't mind her being thin. I just don't like when they're... They have no, like, if they have just no frame at all, they're just a pencil. That's
mm-hmm.
not attractive.
Uh-uh. Absolutely
you know,
not.
Shape, you know, she has a size 1 waist or whatever, that's fine by me.
If you can't tell that it's a woman from behind, it's not.
Then it's Noah's boyfriend.
Okay.
Zing.
Wow.
Noah likes those 110-pound soaking wet dudes, man.
No,
the hair weighs more than the body. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I first met my wife in 05, she was like bony, like skinny, like Morticia, you know, super tall, super skinny.
A girl you were with?
My wife. Now, back when we first met. But you know, yeah, totally. I mean, you know, you treat them well, you take them out to dinner a lot, feed them good dinners. They get thick.
What
and
do you,
thick
what do
and
do,
curvy.
Like, What kind of food you feed abroad to get her, you know, put some meat on her?
Just real food. None of that little crap that you get, like fast food. Just real food. You know, I personally, we go out, it's steak, eggs, potatoes, just American food.
Like, lots of Olive Garden?
Yeah. No.
You don't know a steak, eggs,
Okay.
Potatoes.
I'm writing it down. Hold on. How do you spell potatoes?
T-A-T-E-R-T.
It's kind of hard being from Missouri when you're live and work in California.
You commute every day?
Hell no.
Yeah, in a Honda. He gets a free Honda from his job.
Fuck the Honda.
Yeah, I agree. Screw all cars. They all suck.
I see Olive Garden sucks in the chat. I disagree. I like the Olive Garden, even though it's a
I've
chain.
Never been.
It's pretty good. I has a bad reputation. If you mention to an Italian person you go into the Olive Garden, they will fucking ream you out. But I like it. I have nothing against it. I support the Olive Garden.
It's not terrible, but I don't think there's anything great about it.
No, I enjoy it. I've never had a bad meal there.
I've never had a great meal.
But you only get the best sticks. I've had really good meals at Dollar.
I think it's nothing compared to that Goodfellas place that we usually go to.
I love Goodfellas. You're comparing it to perfection. There's a place in New York called Goodfellas. It's like a chain too, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there's two of them.
Yeah, there's a few.
Slobo, if you're listening.
See, it's more than just food, though. You know?
It's a family.
No, I was going back to chicks. You know, it's more than just food. When they're not happy, they don't eat a lot. Like, it could be the best meal ever, but they just don't eat a lot. I mean, you know, when they're happy, they eat. You know, when you take care of them, they eat. They run. They do stuff that's exercise. You know, there's just more to it than just that.
Talk about Hondas.
He's giving you guys tips. I think maybe you should listen.
This is his doctrine on how to get a girl to fatten up.
Dude, honestly, if you saw me and you saw who I was married with, you'd want to hear what I have to say, because I'm nothing compared to my old lady. She's, like, total, like, supermodel hot. She's,
do you have a
Facebook 6 foot.
Link for us? I want proof.
You want proof?
Yes. Yeah, but you have a marrier.
All right, you know my Facebook? Remember I made a comment on it? When I made a comment on your Facebook last week, and I made a comment this today?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just click on it and click who I'm married to.
Yes. The Falco or whatever, right?
Yeah, the bird.
Mongoose Commander says he's a noitarian, which means that's all he eats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's an Asian woman.
Is she? Do you have any,
Can't really see.
It's sort of, it's a grainy photograph. We can only see the one.
Oh, come on.
Main
you
photo.
Can see that she's when you buy your wife from a magazine, you can't really say that you got her.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
he
could have been a website.
He got. She came with a stamp on it.
On her forehead. Let's see that. Turn that around. What are we looking at? It's all right. Yeah. It's hard to tell in that photo. Do you have any nudes?
Holding a rabbit.
You're such a pervert.
Why?
Not a dildo rabbit, an actual rabbit.
She's not. You can't see her body, so we don't know what you're talking about there.
Yeah. Anyway, we have some more callers, so we're gonna keep things moving. Yep.
That's cool, man. You take it easy, guys. Have a good night. I gotta go home anyway.
Pondus.
He fixes them. He doesn't sell them. Let's keep moving. Who else we have, Noah?
260.
260.
Hey.
The Fonz again.
Hey. Sorry, I got disconnected.
Oh, we're back with our correspondent, Luke. Luke, tell us.
What's happening at the food court?
Dave Ellison at a Taco Bell right now.
What?
we're still not doing Thrasher or Trash.
Thank you, Luke.
No, I was wondering if you still had questions about Kerry King.
No.
Oh, no, I think we covered most of it.
No, we covered that, and we answered that question when we said goodbye to you earlier.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Luke.
All right.
Okay, we have one more.
Yeah, there's one more caller. I think we all know who it is.
Oh. I don't. Who is it?
Of course.
Hello.
I'm setting you up.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up?
Now I hear you. Of course.
What's going
on? Hello?
What's up?
Could you please... I think so. Could you please stop, using my voice?
Sure.
I think so.
Do you have a reason?
Of course.
Did you call for a reason?
Yes, just to call in and to comment, perhaps, about science. I don't know. I mean, I know that's not a bit, I'd be knowledgeable. I am pretty knowledgeable.
About what?
About science and such. Religion. Science and stuff. Yeah.
So tell us, what do you want to, what
tell
knowledge?
Tell us about science.
That's
I don't know.
Is it true?
Huh?
Play the Larry King.
Okay.
Someone.
Rob has it.
Rob.
Mama. The man is commenting. He's like, magnets. I don't do a magnet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, daily magnets are caused by the same time. Magnets is only caused by the same time.
Right? I got a question for you. You listening?
Yeah.
How do you spell magnets?
M-E-G-N-E-T-S.
L-M-O.
Oh, okay.
M-A.
What?
M-A-G-N-E-T-S.
What's real?
Magnets.
S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-A.
Mongoose Commander.
Yo, Rob. Yo, Rob.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Huh?
Do you think
of course.
How attractive do you think Noah is on a scale of 1 to 10?
200.
Oh,
wow. 200. Is it because she's Jewish and Mennonite?
Yep.
Shlomo has a Shlomi crush on you.
Shlomo, I hear there's a rumor that you're going to be at the Metal Injection concert next week.
Yep.
Is this true?
Yep.
Guess who else is going to be there?
Huh?
But it rides with Shmoa.
Are you gonna seek out all your favorite Metal Injection celebrities to say hello and get pictures and autographs?
Perhaps.
You have to. I'm not gonna be there personally, and it breaks my heart that I'm gonna miss you.
We'll make sure that we give Shlomo your phone number so he can call
you.
Yeah,
thank you. It's
I'm gonna by the door.
I'm going to get the tickets by the door. Thank you for telling us.
And what show is this?
We'll call
Car Bomb. Car Bomb.
Featuring a lifeless lost car bomb.
Yeah.
This for the apocalypse. Baptized in blood. And last reason.
And also
Wednesday at Club Europe.
And Henny Youngman.
And the Teetle Band.
Will
Noah
be there?
Noah
will not be there.
I think she just changed her RSVP to maybe. But pretty sure she'll be there.
Noah,
will you be there?
Yes or no?
Folks. Noah will be there. I will be there.
I might have a podcast that I have to do instead.
Frank will be there.
Ken Pierce.
Noah will be doing 40 straight hours of the Power Hour.
Yes, I'm going to get that going again.
It's
going to
be a Power Hour block on the Metal Injection Radio.
Power Metal!
We should interview Shlomo next week.
Something. Have them do one of those. You're getting your fix of Metal Injection bumpers.
Oh, this is Frank from Imperion, and I love Shlomo. Everyone listening, that they're listening to the Mac Daddy of Metal right now.
I'll message you when I'm telling you what I'd be wearing.
You got to be a pro. You got to go, hello, this is Shlomo Choina.
Yeah, okay.
Metal Injection Radio with the Mac Daddy of Metal, Robert Pesbanky.
Hello, this is Metal Injection Radio. What again?
You're listening to the Mac Daddy of Metal.
You're listening to the Mac Daddy of Metal. Metal Injection hosted by Rob Pesbanky, the Mac Daddy, the Big Mac Daddy of Metal.
Yes, Mac Daddy of Metal, say Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Huh?
Shlomo, say that's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
I want you to be listening to the Rabbi Lubavitch, Lubavitch and Rebbe of metal, Robert Pesponi.
It's more like since Rabbi Pesponi is Sephardic, Middle Eastern, if anything, it should be the Chacham of a metal.
You're a chacham.
You know what that means? That means like the wise guy, like the guy with all the wisdom.
No. I just Googled it. It's Hebrew for he who wears big sideburns. By the way, Jenny Cities in the chat says you have the speech impediments of all the Looney Tunes combined. I am saying
that might actually be her.
Yeah, sure. Might be her real titties typing that. She has an iPhone in it. Thank you, Shlomo, for calling in.
Thank you, Shlomo. That was incredibly entertaining. We'll see you next week.
I feel like if we go with music, like, it will end the show. Now, at this point.
We have to have my music break.
There's one area code I don't recognize. Let's take that.
It's Shlomo China.
956.
Skype.
Have we gotten that before?
That sounds like familiar. 956? You there?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Stephen.
No.
Stephen.
Well, he gets really mad in the comments if we don't take his calls.
Oh, so what's up, Stephen?
Like, violently mad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know, I'm just really tired I'm bored when I write those things.
We know you're just kidding, so what's up?
Yeah, okay. Have you guys seen the new Cephalic Carnage video?
Yeah, we did see the new Cephalic Carnage video. It's up on our site.
Rob didn't actually look at it. He just put it up without seeing it.
What's up? Well, what about it?
Just really gnarly about it. And really, like, wow.
Do you need some counseling? Did it really?
Efren, we have Avantasia to get to. Can you please hurry this up?
Noah's very upset at you. What do you rate Noah right now, by the way? 1 to 10.
Why?
Well, before, it was 10
to
5.
Oh, still higher than the other guy.
Yeah.
You're heaven.
I didn't quite hear what he said. I heard 5 at the end. What is that? Some criteria for that?
I
can be pissed off at somebody and still rate them highly physically. That's silly. Come on. Right?
I know. Yeah.
Don't be personal about it.
I mean, really, if we were going by personality, she'd be a 1. I mean, that's a given. But we're talking
really?
No, I'm kidding.
Personality, I think she's that bad?
No.
She's attractive enough to still be like a 5 with her. With the personality.
All right, we're going to
brutal helps the cause.
But we're going to take a music break an hour and a half into the show. This might be the latest we've ever taken a music break.
We did one without a music break at all.
That's true.
But that's it. The second
time. But we agreed to always have a music break.
So here we go.
Only when Noah plays the music.
No, this is a little mix of my, Sean's, and Noah's stuff.
Sean's not even here.
It's only 57 seconds.
Oh, so he's playing 12 songs?
No, just one
that's
leftover.
57 seconds less less power metal.
Fantasia.
Fantasia is 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
That's the first solo in the song.
Jesus. Anyway, we're going to start with A Life Once Lost.
What?
Who are headlining for
our
CMJ Showcase next week. By the way, in case you guys haven't picked up on it, there's no new live cast next week. There's going to be a mixtape.
Yes.
Since we're going to be at the show most.
And Shlomo will be on every segment. By the way, Avantasia is what Shlomo has. That's his disorder.
Oh. Anyway, we're going to start with A Life Once Lost. Here is I Give In. They're performing in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Wednesday. Go see them
on the live cast. Thank you.
is your announcer, Chuck Landington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today. And it doesn't matter much to me. As long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
Okay, we're back for half hour number 4.
Yeah.
Quarter hour number 8.
Yeah.
Quarter hour number 8. Hour 2. Let's just, we'll round up. Hour 2 of the Metal Injection live cast.
Wait, hour 2?
Well, it is the second hour we're doing. So, during the music break, we heard, let's go in reverse order.
Okay.
We just heard The Shattering with the track called Enter Bullet. Frank just wrote about The Shattering.
Thrash it.
On the blag, so I decided to play a little. It's my favorite track by them. Before them, we heard Doom Riders.
Thrash it.
Lion, which is my favorite Doom Rider song, I've decided officially, because it is the most
I don't know. One. See, whenever I listen to them, I feel that way about every song. And I'm like, no, yeah, this is a lot better than the last one. This is my favorite song.
So technically, they're all the worst one, too.
I definitely know what you mean, and I definitely was like that for a while. And I do rock out heavily to every Doom Rider song. But I found of all the rocking out, I do the most during Lions. Okay. As I say that, Jenny is being kit raped.
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah, she's only waving a pizza in front of him. That's his favorite thing in the world.
He scores!
His name is Bruno.
Bruno has gotten further with Jenny than I have. I'm a little jealous of him. He's got the...
He
just smacked Jenny.
That's because he
Jenny's like, no, I'm the smacker. Not the smacky.
That's because Jenny doesn't. Jenny doesn't.
We're going to give you the breast exam right now.
And breast cancer awareness.
Noah, can I take him home with me tonight?
Jenny doesn't bat Bruno away when he tries to touch her like she does to you.
He's very thorough.
So.
What else? Like Lassie when the boy fell in the well.
Woo-hoo!
So, before Doom Rider.
What? She might have breast cancer?
You want to touch her breast to see?
His voice is not that high-pitched.
That was Lassie. That wasn't Bruno.
So, before Doom Riders, we played Avantasia, which was very much 6 minutes of a Noah pick. And Noah said she purposely put that in to punish all the listeners. Is that what you want to do, Phil? You want to punish people that are listening to our show? What's funny? What's
Muggers Commander in the chat.
What do you say?
My dog, your breasts, a tit mutt.
Yeah.
Tit mutt. He's funnier than any of us tonight.
He's on a roll. He's on a roll.
He got the fingers.
And before Avantasia was Drop Dead with Herd, that was a Sean pick. And of course, we started everything with A Life Once Lost.
Right.
Again, our number is 646-929-1357. Only 10 minutes left to give us a call and, you know, hang out.
No big whoop.
What else can we talk about? What else was there?
There's a shitload of shit going on in this room right now, I'll tell you that much.
We could talk about that. We did eat some apple cake that Jenny made that was laced with weed.
It's not really laced if you know you're putting it in there and it's all everyone's aware of it. It's not laced.
No, laced means it's throughout the cake.
I thought laced meant you're sneaking it into the cake. Oh, I learned something today.
Spiked. But it's something with spiked that you wouldn't know about.
Like
I think they're the same thing, but one's for liquids.
Uh-huh.
I always thought there was some deceptive.
So what would be the term?
It's got weed baked into it. I don't know.
It doesn't sound as cool.
Yeah, it's enhanced with weed.
What the?
So how was it?
Oh, no, see, lacing means the it is the act of secretly adding one or more substances, commonly drugs.
Is that the only definition?
That's the wiki definition, so obviously.
It's Wikipedia. That doesn't mean anything. Go to dictionary.com.
To draw or pass something.
Thing is, so you damaged the cake when you tried to put it in the bomb. And I don't know. It just,
well,
I don't know,
so fucked up.
It might have lost some of the taste when you did that.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
801.
801, a familiar area code.
Hey, guys. It's Eggers again.
What's up, Eggers?
And I'm going to ask what probably a lot of people are wondering. Are you guys going to do Thrash It or Trash It, like a small one this week?
I don't understand. Well, Luke called in twice, and we were like, we're not doing Thrash It or Trash It tonight. Did the message not come to you? No Thrash It or Trash It. Maybe next week.
You said there's going to be a mix next week.
And you got me.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I got you.
I meant the next episode. If
we
do.
Maybe we should play an old Thrash It or Trash It. That's one of the segments.
There. How
dude,
good is
play
this
some
band?
Air Supply.
Huh?
What is? Well, what's the band? Fuck it, whatever. We got 8 minutes to kill.
What else are we going to talk about? Well, what's the MySpace URL? Hit it.
MySpace.com/verticaldead. And I'm sorry, Luke.
.0. Well, since we're doing this, you should let Luke call back.
No, he said he already knew, so he probably has nothing. It's probably shitty death that he's going to give us anyway, that Luke.
Okay.
Vertical death.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I'm like, fuck no. Fuck no.
No.
I was going to say we have a real musician here that can evaluate this today.
Noah's here every week.
Oh, no, a real one. I'm just
kidding. These guys
Noah's very talented.
Whoa, these guys are from Indonesia. That's far. Do you have a song, a certain song?
Black Storm.
Black Storm, all right.
Is this like the reverse of Screwdriver? Black Storm.
So far I like it.
Yeah.
So far I like it a lot. We have some hope.
This is actually the slowed down version. It's even faster.
I dig this. I definitely dig this.
Wait, does it have solos now?
Alright, Rob, it's not only 2 minutes. But I give this a wholehearted thrash. If I was to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, it'd be a 10. Ah, 9.
You gotta leave some room.
Yeah.
Perfection.
8.5.
Okay. What would Doom Riders be?
Oh, Doom Riders is a 10, for sure. Doom Riders is perfect.
There you go.
So this is only one less than Doom Riders, really. It's pretty fun. All right, 8.5.
All right. Fair enough. Frank, what do you think?
Total thrash. I like it.
All right. Jenny?
I like it a lot.
Oh, she can't hear.
You don't have headphones, good. So
just say it sucks, then. I'll go with what you first said.
No.
The other resident musician who's very talented here.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't normally listen to something like this, but I really like it, and I think that it's really cool that this is from Indonesia.
Is it? I didn't catch that part.
Yeah, I said they're Indonesian.
Wow.
Just the fact that there's a band like this over there.
I thought you
cool.
That was the city they were in. They're Indonesia. Illinois.
the city is Jakarta.
Yeah, it's the capital. Okay, Noah likes it. How about Sid?
I find it admirable that, in the face of the fact that they probably would get their hands cut off if we're getting caught playing this kind of music, that they do it anyway in post. Do they get MySpace in Indonesia, or do they have to have a friend set this up?
Well, maybe it's pro-Muslim Allah music.
Is Indonesia a Muslim?
Overwhelmingly Muslim.
Really?
Yes. It's the most populated Muslim country in the world.
Really?
Yep.
That changes everything.
Well, one of their photo galleries titled is 100% Grindcore.
Oh, okay.
I thrashed that.
Maybe,
see, that could be
it. It looks like they're in prison in this photo. They're behind bars.
Well, they're in front of bars, to be more accurate.
How do you know?
Well, the perspective
of one man's front is another man's back.
Well, especially in prison.
Zing.
Now, like, maybe that's their twist, that they're really anti-Christian, like most death metal bands.
and because they're Muslim.
How come there's no Muslim metal?
Yeah, really.
You know, there's all this Christian metal.
How come there's no anti-Muslim metal? Like, everything's about Jesus. Let's dig up Jesus' body and fuck his skull.
Right.
Why is there no anti-Allah music?
Why? Because you
kill
get
you. Right. Exactly. The point I was driving at. There'll be a plane falling into the record company.
Yeah.
Building. Then they build a mosque next to it. Just to rub it in.
Take that, Sony A&R.
Does Sony really have a lot of death metal bands?
Yes,
a
lot.
Metal?
Sony has a ton of them.
I'd say maybe Nuclear Blast would be
Sony?
Popular.
Well, Sony
Century
is also a
Media.
Distributor.
Yeah.
So they distribute all this.
All right, Gay
yeah.
Christ.
Take that, Gay Christ Records. Well, Red Distribution is owned by Sony, and they distribute Relapse and, like, Metal Blade, I think.
A lot of church burners on those labels.
Burners.
Any mosque burners?
None that I know.
And Danzig, of course.
Hey, Shul Burners. Chacham Lubavitcher Rebbe.
I am the Chacham of metal.
That's how you should start every interview from now on, but you do.
I'm the Chacham.
Introduce yourself.
The Chacham of metal, right?
Chacham here.
Could you imagine the looks that people would give me when I'm like, Chacham here?
You know, what? You should go to a festival with... Hey, it's
one time.
Just full on Jew out.
Like a fucking top hat.
A new character.
I need to interview Varg.
Yeah.
In an Orthodox.
He'll be like, oh, you have very nice tits there. You should put...
Like, next time you go to a fest in the South, like maybe Maryland Death Fest, where they probably would get that.
Really the South.
They're open-minded, though.
Well, hot damn, I ain't never seen a loud Jew before.
I've never seen a Hussied.
I like them tits you got on the microphone cube there.
Mic cube tits. If you interview women, you have to bust out the sheet with the hole in it. Like, just in case.
I can't interview you directly. I have to do it behind the sheet.
You do the voice better. Maybe you should.
All right, sure.
This needs to be, we need to do this.
Whenever you interview Doc, I'll do that.
How about that?
No, it has to be, I think it has
for
to be
the red cord.
Fan. Oh, all right.
Interview the crowd. And, like, what would be our Jewish or our Hasidic counterpart?
The Lubavitch injection.
Metal circumcision.
You're about to get your snip. No metal circumcision injection.
I love it. Metal circumcision. That's it.
Okay.
It's about to get real kosher in here.
A Shlomo injection was suggested in the chat also. We have a phone call.
What do we have?
918.
918,
hey,
you're causing
Pantangler.
Oh,
terrible.
What's up, it's Pantangler.
Hello.
What's up, Pantangler?
Welcome to the Lubavitch injection.
Hello. Were you guys doing Thrash or Trash? Did I miss it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You totally missed it.
Oh, damn it.
Is that it, Pantangler?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you were doing it. I came in on the tail end of talking about...
We just did that one. We just did that one because we felt bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll catch you next week, then.
We don't feel bad anymore, so we're going to move on.
This is a Thrasher to Trash, the quick one of a pity fuck.
Thanks for calling in, Fantangler.
Pity Thrash.
Do we have another call?
But he won. Didn't he win? Everyone thrashed it. We're supposed to give him something.
Oh, we don't have another call.
Didn't everyone thrash it?
Mm-hmm. Tis? No, I thought it was Guillermo's.
No, just today, just now, the thing we did.
Oh, did everyone? Oh,
yeah,
too late.
You're right.
Well,
that was an exhibition game.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
It was a teaser.
I guess we should give him something, though, if he remembers.
Round of applause right now.
Good one. And one of Sean's shirts. This lesser of the two worths.
Whichever one he's wearing
the
now
worth?
While he's sick.
The values.
His Britney Spears t-shirt.
Yes.
It's his favorite.
Okay, well, we'll get right on that. Won't we?
So it looks like we're winding down.
That apple cake really got me, I think.
Of course. I definitely feel it. I got to say, I feel more stoned than normal.
Everything feels just, like, so heavy.
Not heavy, but, like,
the frames per second have lowered. Like, everything's happening in real time. It's just when I move my head, the
it's
refresh,
like that Metallica
rate,
song.
The refresh
like
rate is slower. Like, I can't recapture everything my eyes are seeing as quickly. I hope I'm, like, describing that well enough to somebody who isn't a nerd and doesn't know what a refresh rate is. Things are getting really wild in here. We should really just leave.
Just walk out. We'll leave the mics on and come back next week.
No. We should keep going because I want to do like a live stream of this high that has come over me.
Oh, yeah.
Like the miner.
This is gonna be like playing Saint Anger at 800% slower speed.
I wanna really, really slow things down a bit. Yeah. Time to party, everybody.
You ever on our old radio show when you used this in a sketch?
Yeah. This is another stone.
Yeah.
I think we need a hammock in here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You totally need a hammock.
We need a fucking hammock.
I want to start an initiative to have more hammocks in New York.
I'm pretty sure, Rob, you should not be allowed in a hammock.
Is that a Hebrew word? Hammock? Hamak?
Hamak?
Hamak? Isn't that a Muslim thing, though?
That's Hamas.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, hammocks don't kill people. Hamas kills people.
As I said, if Rob got in a hammock, they might kill people.
Listen, if I don't get in a hammock soon, I'm going to perform a fatwa.
You can wear a banana hammock.
Rob just issued a fatwa on all people who don't like hammocks.
Most specific fatwa ever issued.
I feel like our previous fatwas have been too over the top. And,
that's the real issue.
Yes, let's not rant and rave about everything all the time. Maybe something we should focus on bringing more comfortable things to our people. Like,
out of the fighting, let's relax. It's like if Andy Rooney issued fatwas.
Fatwas
these people.
Yeah. I miss Lemak Andy Rooney. You know, no one really gets my goat. My wife, when he runs outside, she brings him back in. I am telling you.
Right now, I want to say hello to a great musician who supports hammocks. The guitarist of Metallica, Kirk Hammett.
Mongoose Commander with another good line in the chat.
Was it Mongoose Commander? I thought it was Sam Tangle.
I would,
He says juggalos find hammocks to be miracles, too.
I'm showing a fatwa on baseball players spitting all the time. What's that about, really? Why? Why do you have to spit so much? I'm a hama, man. I'm a fatwa, man. It's like a clap on it. Oops, sorry.
Set!
I wish I had a clip of the Iron Sheik being happy.
Make one.
Create. We have. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck the hammer.
That's the name of the episode right there.
That's why he's a heel, because he hates hammers. Everyone else loves them in this room.
Fuck! He's anti-comfort.
I don't like comfort. Comfort is a piece of shit. No good motherfucker. But I respect. Hammock, you killed baby Tanya! You killed Tanya! He in the backyard! He get running start and jump into the hammock! He don't know it's going to move! He take it like a little bat! He spin around and around and throw him into the air! You killed Daniel! 7 years old, baby!
Oh, boy.
All right.
Brian Corleone just sent me a message. You will address me as a white man or a Hasek man.
That should be a Falconer song. Havoc Man.
Havoc Man.
Write him a letter.
You're no good fucking hammock.
Like
worse than Michael Jackson.
I would never be if Jimmy Buffett wrote lyrics for Falconer.
We've been requested to close out with the Dread Zeppelin, which I wholeheartedly endorse.
I thought you wanted to close out with something else, Aaron.
That's after that.
Oh, okay.
Real close. But that's a reggae band that does Led Zeppelin covers with an Elvis singer.
Yes.
Yeah, high niche. Type
and of. Also our Halloween costumes.
Yeah, that's right.
I decided we're going to go as Dred Zeppelin.
Yep.
Where
are
you?
You're Elvis, Rob.
I don't know. We're just going to go trick-or-treating.
The singer looks a lot like Rob, in addition to the fact that he's dressed as Elvis.
Nice.
He also looks like Rob. So.
This works
that's
greatly
nice to say,
because I totally bought an Elvis costume.
Oh, all right.
So I'm ready.
I don't think anyone's going to know who Dred Zeppelin is. They're just going to think we're a band.
But, you know, there might be at least one person that would recognize them and get the joke.
Yeah, the guys in the band.
Yeah.
Well, let's popularize them.
Just make sure you go to the Dairy Queen where they work.
It's in the chat, Rob, if you want to just play it.
Well, should we do Immigrant?
Gmail.
Well, Immigrant song? Immigrant.
Well, the guy linked to the song that he wanted to play.
Who's the guy?
Oh, Mongoose.
Who's the guy?
MC.
Who's the guy?
The guy who just called you Elvis with Down syndrome. And
scroll up a little.
Uh-oh, Ben. Ben Hammer about to get dropped. Oh, this is the exact video. All right.
Right.
Gentlemen, Dred Zeppelin.
Play something for me, boys.
That's good.
This is heartbreaker.
All right. We're going to start out with something now. It's off our very first record. It was our very biggest record.
Gary Oldman on the bongo.
Heaven.
It's like a lounge version.
This is 800% slowed down.
I like it more when I look at it. Without like the visualization, silliness of the band. It's
I feel like the Elvis moment.
Have you guys ever heard of Black Delta Sky?
Oh, yeah, the gay black flag cover.
No.
What is it?
It's like they did old punk songs, but lounge version.
Oh, but there is a gay black flag cover.
Is there?
Right? Yes.
Yeah, I think Black Fag, right?
Is it Black Fag? Oh, okay. I got them mixed up. Sorry.
But then look up Black Velvet Flag. They did, like, you know, institutionalized.
They'll play Sid's thing first. He's the one that brought it in.
Black Flag. I want to do Black Flag first because I got it.
Shuck.
But it just sounds like
B-52. Oh, yeah.
B-52.
Chuck Baby!
I was out of my hand.
Look up Black Velvet Flag.
They do loud. You're saying it's like, so it's like Richard Cheese?
Yeah, sort of.
Cool.
They did institutionalize.
Oh,
Pepsi.
Thank you. This next one is a little something by Suicidal Tendencies. This is going to be our smash hit single, which is going to buy matching outfits for the whole band. sometimes I try to do things and they just don't turn out the way I want them to. And I get real frustrated because I take my time and I try real hard, but no matter what I do and no matter what I try, things don't work out.
So much more
I take my time and I concentrate real hard, but, you know, things don't work out. And there's always somebody there going, hey, Fred, you know, you've been having a lot of problems lately. What
I like
a
to try to help him
you
out.
Know, yeah. I don't know if that's okay, you know, I'm having some problems. Figure it out, you know, if you just take a look.
Wait,
hey,
when you were telling
you
me earlier that you were listening to Suicidal Tendencies, was this it, or were you listening to the real Suicidal Tendencies?
You'll feel
okay,
because
our friendship is just on the line right there.
Does this sound like a meaningful dialogue between the parents?
Exactly.
And still looking after school specials. Luigi said, hey, please may I have a test seat? There's actually also them doing Wasted, so we can compare their versions.
Amazing. And my mom came in, and I didn't know she was there. And she called my name, and I didn't hear her. And she touched me, Fred, Fred, I go, what? What's the matter, Mom? She goes,
you don't like this? This is great.
I go, that's a mom. I'm okay, you know? She goes,
hold on. Not enough solo.
Yeah.
I go, no, Mom, I'm not a drug. I'm okay. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, so like, why don't you get me a pet? She goes, no, you're on drugs. No, wait a minute. You're crazy. You know,
this sounds like the guy
go,
in the theater club,
you know, so
doing
like,
a reading for a school play or something.
And she wouldn't give it to me. Just one Pepsi. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi.
So understandable.
I'm not crazy.
I love it. I fully approve. No, I love what you're talking about.
You're right. It does sound like the theater kid in school, but clearly this theater kid has pretty good taste in music.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear Wasted, which is the Black Flag song that we just played a cover of.
Attention, attention. Hey, everybody shut up. Please be advised that fire entry upon these premises, you are consenting to being recorded. Having your voices or any other sounds your body might make, used on an upcoming release by Go Kart Records and for other purposes. Oh, at the bottom it says thank you. You can tell them to fuck off.
I was so wasted. I was so
better than the original set.
I was a chicken, I was a burnout, I was a dropout.
This one's better than the other one.
I was a surfer, I had to be bored, I was a
I've been asked if they have a cover of Henry Rollins Live.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
That does sound like my own music. In itself. Alright, that was really good. I'm into it. But alright.
We've been here 15 minutes longer than normal.
We've done enough overtime.
So,
we
are
so
wasted.
Jenny joined in. Here we go. Oh, Jenny wasn't listening. She was chewing some gum.
Alright, well, on that note, goodbye everybody.
I'd like to say goodbye to everyone. Reminder, we're not going to be here next week. There's going to be a mixtape. Because we are going to be at a showcase that we are putting on with A Life Once Lost, Car Bomb, This or the Apocalypse, Baptized in Blood, and Last Chance to Reason. Brooklyn.
Last Chance to Chorizo?
last.
I hope not.
There will be no chorizo. It'll be a kosher and halal event.
Sorry,
Do I get to do my stand up in between bands? Do I get
Please,
to do my joke?
Funny minute. Wait a minute. I just realized we completely forgot to talk about Noah's pole dancing lesson.
Ah,
save it for next week.
Which is what you should do between.
We don't have next week.
Sorry, 2 weeks.
Hey,
better.
Why don't you just tell us about it?
2 weeks of it. No,
did
let's
she show you her
it.
Moves?
No.
I got to see the moves.
Uh-oh.
She's good at it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Longest fans are probably at such a tippy right now.
No.
Well, there you have it. If you listen to this in 2 weeks, you
there
will hear.
There we go. That's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. You will hear all about Noah's pole dance.
Sure. I'm taking another pole dancing.
You'll be further ahead.
Yes, she'll have
a
third one.
I'll have two more by the time we
come
back.
Wow. So you'll be like
a professional.
Now, do you get the cheap version where you dance with a Polish person?
Yeah.
Pole
she
dance.
Dances around a shofar.
Yeah, they do polkas.
Yeah, I stand on their shoulders and dance.
But, yeah, there will be a mixtape with some clips that we enjoy from previous episodes with some original commentary from 3D.
Okay.
And, is there anything else? I'd like to thank Shlomo for giving us a lot of humorous material.
It was fun.
What am I again? I forgot. The chacham.
Chacham.
I'm the chacham.
Means you're funny. You're a chacham.
I'm wise, I
thought.
There's
an M at the end.
Yeah. A chacham.
It's you're phlegm in someone's throat.
Chacham. Chamba. 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 Chamba.
You're taking all the sensuality away from the original drop.
Here we go.
Can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody.
Oh, wait,
not yet. No, he can't read our minds.
Let the music speak for itself.
She's got me like nobody.
Poker face. Poker face. Mmm. 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 Poker face. Poker face. Mmm. Mmm. Mmm.
Mmm. That's the perfect way to go out, I believe. All right. Thanks for listening in. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode.
All right.
And, Darren, why don't you play us out?
See you later, everybody.
Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt glow, thinking how far
good times is recorded on tape before a live audience.
Hey, sweet, we got 'em. Good times.
I should kill myself.